but only two apologies. We've been joined by Member Chabeleng. He attended the other committee on service delivery. So, can we then, our agenda is quite fairly short, not long, and we've given you copies of the minutes and the report, and I think we'll be much more quicker to deal with the outstanding matters. The item that we have to consider is the consideration of the memorandum on the membership of South Africa to the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, that we were not able to pass it through because after the joint meeting last time when we were having the joint meeting on, what is that we're discussing, by the way? We were discussing the IRENA. Joint NCOP and us, then afterwards we said we'd then go to our venue to move from that venue to our venue, but we were not forming a quorum, we were only, I think, five. So we said, no, we cannot then flout the rules of the House and just adopt that. So today we are quite fairly balanced. I think the other committee at least shared us that moment. So we asked questions, clarity, etc., and we requested them to then bring the amended type of the slide presentation, which we hope that the parliamentary officer will be making that copy available if he has not done so. Then, IRENA issue, we've got to read a small anyana. Don't like this. We are wasting time. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Energy on the membership of South Africa to the International Renewable Energy Agency dated 20th November 2009. And by the way, on the paper is dated wrong. It says 20 November 2010. I'm not sure. They don't check their papers very well, but I've noticed it's just there on every other paper. But it's 2009, actually, because we have not yet... passed through. The Portfolio Committee on Energy, having considered the request for approval by Parliament of the South African membership to the IRENA, referred to it, recommends that the House, in terms of Section 231, is it Clause 2? Subsection 2 of the Constitution, approve the said agreement. So if you agree with that, I'll then have a mover and a seconder. Move Delta, or any other way. That's fine. That is out of our way now. The normal procedure is that it is not an issue that we all debate. The chairperson can just say the view of the committee in 5 or 10 minutes, and then it gets... Pardon? So you delegate me to represent you there. Okay. And then the next item is the consideration of committee minutes and reports. The report is only one. Is the Mozambique report that I think you've gone through it. So have you got any issues that you want to raise from that report?
On the Mozambique report, I think the attendant is there. Kuba should have been there. He was drinking all the... I think it should be part of the attendance.
We were all drinking, not only we were drinking and dancing, all of us. yes, I think that can be done because we were the rep of Parliament, but he attended on extraordinary whatever. But I think we were part of the we made him part of our delegation. Though he was not officially paid for by Parliament, but I think he was sent by the Democratic Alliance. But we're having a very good spirit there. We're portraying a one team. So we don't have a major problem if we put his name there.
Okay, that's fine. You keep it the way it should be officially,
okay.
Because
all
I
right.
Just thought it was a list of all the people who were
yes.
There.
All right. Okay, then. Do you have any problem? Because it raises a lot of issues that I think we also challenge with and also proposing the way forward on how then we deal with solar and other issues. I mean, it's just a straightforward report. Mover and a seconder? No move by any second at this time around. Tinto and Madeleine. All right. Coming to the minutes. It's quite a set of minutes, right? And I hope after this, we are going to have a better way to deal with minutes, quarterly, whatever, or even bi-monthly. Because it is not right to deal with minutes of last year. I mean, we are dealing with minutes that we are considering the July 1, eh? No, it's 8 July. I was a portfolio committee to September, 8 September, 9 September, 15 September, 15 October. Is it the 13 October? And then this year, 1st of February and the 16th of February. And those are the ones that we then say that we have to consider them. I'm sure you read all of them. Is there any point of correction or omission that you realize? Otherwise, I think I'll then ask for moving of all of them rather than the 1-1 issue. Kester, you are moving the adoption. Okay. Second, then.
Recording.
Of the league. Second. Okay. The committee program, I think there was a request that you must review the committee program. Do you have copies with you, Peter, to give to members today? And then we'll see, look at it, study it, and then we can come to the next week's meeting to say how then you've got any additional points or you want to propose any other measures. We'll deal with that. Thank you, Dexter. Thanks, sir. No, I'm not in place. I'm saying thank you, Dexter. Second, you are out of order. Thank you, Dexter. And then we'll inform you of the committee and the next program. But thank you very much. Secretary, don't intimidate members. All right. So you look at it and then we come back then, because next week you've got the briefing on the threat plan, on the budget, as well as what the third, or issues that emanate from the State of the Nation address that are referred to us for Energy Committee. So I think all those then will also put an item on the TV program that we then have to deal with the program next week. We are trying to get this done for the Monday, Tuesday, next. Because we believe that this is too much for one portfolio committee meeting for 2 hours. To get all that set plan, budget, and sort of the nation issues, as well as look at the program. We have put forth the application then, if we can use a Monday and a Tuesday outside Parliament, but not far away, not in George, really. It can be just en route to the West Coast. Where is that? The Lagoon Hotel? Milatin, but just close by, you know, that you must get this done properly in today's Monday and a Tuesday. So we are requesting to talk to the chief. You are the chief, isn't it? So you'll say yes, no? That at least then, if we can then use the Monday and a Tuesday over there, it will give us ample time to do it all. And if possible, we might as well get into the energy policy if they can have time. Because we believe this is one key issue that we have to grapple with. And I had all your comments for today is that can we get an integrated strategic plan? So surely we hope that they'll hammer on that one at this 2 days, Monday and a Tuesday. Then we come back afterwards because there's a joint sitting on the 17th. That's why you're requesting to use a Monday and then Tuesday we come back in the afternoon. So we have a whole day for Monday, and then Tuesday at lunchtime we have to close and then come to Parliament. Is that proposal acceptable? Agreed to. Okay, any other announcement? Nothing, thank you very much. Hope that we'll be able then to get through the application to the House, the Chair of Chairs Committee and the Chief then to allow us. I hope Mr. Ross, the Honorable Ross and Honorable Tao will make sure that they are part of this. The other committee is not sitting in Nemata on Monday.
We're supposed to be moving out on Monday, Tuesday, no, the whole week, but I hope, given what is happening next week in Parliament, the government, they are meeting right now, so we'll hear later on. Yeah, yeah.
No, I realized that when Chabeleng came, that he's coming from that meeting, I said, oh, at least could I prioritize this one to say it must be. Thank you, because then we're not going to be able, I'm sure, to pass all these, because we had to put on hold the decision, because we didn't want to, with, you know, a type of a quorum. You want the real quorum. So, members, thank you very much, and... okay, the last one that I nearly forgot. The wife to the late Kuba Smith phoned the week before last to say she really appreciated what you did as this committee, and I must really pass on that message to the committee members for everything that we did, from the funeral, the tribute from the house and the committee. She really, really, really is overwhelmed by what type of relationship we had with the husband. So she said, please, keep it up. It is very good, I mean, to see what we did on everything that is relating to the late Smith. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned until next week.
Thank you.
Ross, you want to say something?